Analyze alternatives. Here we discuss developing criteria for analyzing alternatives, potential processes, and various types of alternative solutions to problems that might be devised. Determine analysis criteria and process. Prior to analyzing alternative projects or workflows that could solve the problem statements in the potential project portfolio, take the time to begin with the end in mind and set some criteria for what would constitute a viable solution, how success will be measured, and what processes or tools will be used to assess alternatives. Analysis criteria include how the organization defines a winning alternative as well as how to identify alternatives that should be abandoned. This can include feasibility, budget, or strategic alignment checks. Another example is to promote principles to follow, for example, favoring solutions that do the following. Better leverage existing information systems rather than investing in new ones whenever possible. Improve empowerment. Consider moving decision points to the place where the work is actually done and build control into the process. This principle could be applied to individual tasks or supply chain partner tasks. An example of the latter is empowering a 4PL to be the standardized interface and decision maker for multiple service providers. Leave options open longer, such as by postponement or moving the push-pull frontier further up the supply chain. Provide more bandwidth for the dominant flow, rather than treating exceptions as equally important. Analytics can reveal which flow is the dominant one. Pool shared resources for optimal efficiency. Capture information at the point it is generated. Reduce process complexity, such as by eliminating multiple handoffs or control steps or extensive interfaces with other supply chains. Planning the overall process should include specifying persons who need to be consulted or informed about the given problem, for example, RACI diagrams, what data need to be captured, what systems will be used to record transactions, who will do the analysis and their required capabilities, what business rules need to be honored, who will make recommendations, and who will make the final decisions. A number of tools or methods can be used to develop alternatives. Here are some examples. Organize another brainstorming event, this time just for project alternatives generation, justification, and refinement. Have internal development teams further investigate problems, such as getting to the fifth why, and generate recommended project solutions. Data scientists and prescriptive analytics tools can find an optimal solution. Internal audit could play a role here too, since a role of this function is to investigate inefficiencies. Engage with external consultants or other resources to investigate problems and propose projects. Review supply chain management literature, white papers, case studies, or periodicals for solutions that other organizations have used or are being proposed. Conduct a risk assessment of each alternative. Use modeling or simulation, addressed elsewhere in these materials. Note that one or more of these options might be combined. Types of alternatives. Using the selected process, the design team, possibly with some invited stakeholders, develops a set of alternative ways to solve the organization's problem statements. Potential changes include the following. Standardize the process design to simplify it or make it conform to interoperability requirements using accepted industry standards or international standards, such as those from the ISO, or using standard ERP transactions rather than customized or highly configured ones. Fix problems using continual improvement in small steps, not a project. These work streams would still be governed by the transformation portfolio manager. Add a new process, such as providing after-sales support to reduce returns, adding collaborative planning, forecasting, and replenishment, CPFR, or transferring a batch of raw material held for quality checks to a new holding area so it isn't a bottleneck for receiving. Eliminate a process because it is already done by the supplier or customer or is non-value added in the eyes of the customer and is not mandatory. For example, eliminate inventory holding at customer sites after contract renegotiation. Change a process. Convert sequential processes into parallel processes. For example, various teams work on new product design concurrently, collaborating frequently. Automate part or most of the process, such as by adding hand scanners, warehouse robotics, robotic process automation, decision support, or AI. Alter operating rules or algorithms, such as a more complex available to promise, ATP, or capable to promise, CTP formula. Alter business rules, policies, or procedures, such as a new warranty policy. Perform processes in a different physical location, node, or transfer the process to a different supply chain party. Change organizational structure and accountability for specific processes. Renegotiate contracts with external parties or establish some type of longer-term partnering, such as strategic sourcing. Outsource or insource or move operations closer to markets or supply sources. Use mergers and acquisitions or divestitures. Build new facilities, expand them, or divest existing ones. Sample, incorporated alternatives list. The sample incorporated design team's analysis of its cash-to-cash cycle time issues finds two important causes. Sample, incorporated is a push supply chain driven by forecasting, and forecasts are driven entirely by customer orders, which are a proxy for actual demand. Actual demand is not known because their first-tier customers do not share their reasons for their ordering, nor do they share data from their retailers, the customer's customer. This results in high forecast error and the bullwhip effect, demand variability. Historic supplier issues at Sample Incorporated have resulted in adding inventory buffers to the system in the form of consignment stocks that they manage using VMI. These are codified in service-level agreements and contracts. However, these contracts were negotiated before Sample Incorporated had its West Coast DC1 in place, which can do repackaging, so in theory the same level of customer service could be created with far fewer buffers. Based on this information, the design team conducts online research, enlists an outside consulting firm to provide recommendations, and conducts a project portfolio brainstorming session. The results of these steps include a set of potential new practices that could be added. Note that at this point the list can be extensive. The options will be narrowed down later. Here are the practices Sample Incorporated is considering. BP021 Sales and Operations Planning, SNOP. BP034 Extend Inventory Planning Using Collaboration. BP156 Collaborative Planning, Forecasting, and Replenishment, CPFR. BP048 Demand Shaping. BP194 Predictive Analytics. BP061 Reduced Non-Strategic Inventory Level. BP122 Vendor Managed Inventory, VMI. BP145 Supplier Collaboration. BP216 Service Level Management. BP040 Make-to-Order Fulfillment Strategy. BP157 Just-in-Time JIT Production. BP047 Finished Goods Inventory Postponement. Because the organization is using SCORE-DS, they use the standardized codes for practices, EP, from that system. These may be considered best practices, but SCORE-DS no longer attempts to classify practices as best or emerging, etc. The value of a given practice is determined by the organization and industry. However, the practices described are common to many industries and are not exclusive to SCORE-DS. SCORE-DS simply compiles potential practices in one place for ease of reference and applies standard codes to uniquely identify these practices. Each practice also includes a definition, a list of related processes, and a list of related people skills. See the SCORE-DS site for definitions of the above practices. In addition to projects to add one or more of these practices, Sample Incorporated is also considering the following as potential projects related to finished goods inventory. Capability to apply private labels in the North Distribution Center, DC2, to enable finished goods inventory postponement of identical product differentiation. Capability of cross-DC picking to ship from any DC to any customer with logic favoring closer shipments when either DC could fulfill the demand. Capability to offer emergency direct shipments to retailers, customer's customer. Capability to ship more frequently, up to 2 to 3 times per day via more deliveries. Capability to ship more frequently, up to 2 to 3 times per day via milk runs. Sample Incorporated listed the following potential projects for raw materials inventory. Use the supplier collaboration practice listed above. Get the supplier to own raw material at our DCs via consignment. Receive raw materials just in time to move some or most transformed processes to make to order, vastly reducing days of raw material inventory. Get the supplier to repack and label products to eliminate all raw materials inventory. While each of these alternatives will have pros and cons and varying levels of cost and business disruption, it is important to keep the mindset at this point that all options are considered valid until proven otherwise using scenario testing and modeling.